Have you ever noticed how quickly we sing Thanksgiving songs? It's all of quarter after and we're done singing. I think Christmas songs are a lot that way too. They go very, very quick. But that's okay today because like I told most of you the last week, and some of you have been here for many years on this Sunday before Thanksgiving, we take this time, yes, I have a message ready for us, but we take this time to invite you to say what you're thankful for. And so Christian is going to help me again, and we're going to start over here on this section. And so anybody on this section, Christian will hand you the mic. We want you to have the mic because we want everybody to hear. And those that are gathered on Facebook Live, we want them to hear. And so we're going to take the time, this section, then this section, then this section, to give you a chance to say what you're thankful for today so we can worship the Lord in thanksgiving together. Now, I realize that this time of year is not always the happiest for some. I get that. But we just sang a song, and I'm going to share with us two verses to kind of set the stage. There's always something to be thankful for. For starters, if you know Jesus Christ, there's that to start with. Romans 5:8 is one of the verses that we instill in our Awana children. And the Apostle Paul said, "But God demonstrates his love for us in this, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us." That is something to be thankful for. While we were lost in sin, Jesus died for us, all of us. That is something to be thankful for, even if everything else seems to be going to heck in a handbasket. Jesus died for us. Amen? And Ephesians 2 also starts, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with the Messiah, even though we were dead in trespasses." Hallelujah. He made us alive when we were dead in our sin. And so there's always something to be thankful for. I'm thankful today the sun is shining. We don't have to shovel snow. There's always something to be thankful for. And I know, I'll say it again, I know that sometimes at this season people hurt worse than any other season. I know that. And the Lord knows that. But I believe going through this exercise of giving thanks and hearing other people give thanks, I believe it'll do something in your spirit and help lift that cloud just a little bit. So, if we should get done with our giving thanks, I will have a short parable for us that I have prepared. But if we take the whole time to give thanks, then that's what we shall do. Christian, you going to help me, buddy? When Christian was just a little bitty fella, he got recruited to do this for me. And I asked him this morning if he'd still be willing. So in this section, you raise your hand. He's going to give you this. And you're going to tell the rest of us what you're thankful for so the people on Facebook Live can hear us and the people here can hear us. And we're going to worship the Lord and give him thanks with you. Ready, bud? So you raise your hand. He's coming with the mic in this section first. Don't be bashful.
Now, there's so much to be thankful for. Heavily on my heart, leaving the county this week after almost 10 years of service there to step aside from what's provided for my family for so many years to step into a ministry here at the Motley Free Methodist Church. My family supporting me 100% through all this, the Lord putting a calling on my life, being faithful through it, and to be here today to just give thanks corporately and publicly to that blessing he's put on our life. And we've been blessed tremendously in this year. And I could go on that. There, like Jim said, there's hurts, there's stuff, there's struggles that go on. I currently have a child out in Chicago right now going through some really tough things, but I'm still thankful for that. He's still out there. He's still our kid. He's still our family. But there's a heavy heart there, but we're still thankful in all that in the trials. It's strengthening us and it's building us. So all that to be thankful for today.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I wanted to write this all down, but like a year and a half ago, I was listening to the youth group message because I like to just check in on what the kids are up to. And Jess prayed or told the kids, you know, pray a mighty prayer. And I was like, okay, well, pray a mighty prayer. And then God was pressing on my heart through what I was reading is when you're a slave to what you owe. And we had a house loan, and we still have a house loan currently. But I was just feeling God put on my heart that we need to pray a mighty prayer to get out of debt. Like, I don't want to have a debt anymore. And so we did. We started praying, and God said, build a house. And I was like, we are so crazy busy. We can't build a house. And I'm just shocked, and we thank God every day. Because it was his strength and his mercies and his grace that has really brought us through this really tough year for our family. So we thank him. We close on our house on January 3rd, and we will be completely debt-free. And pray a big prayer, guys. Our God is big.
Amen.
Way big.
Amen.
And we just have to trust that he will provide.
Mr. Love's got that look. You got to be kidding me. You're handing me the mic.
I'm thankful for my family.
Amen.
I am thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for us.
Amen.
You know, we talked about clouds this season. And there's a silver lining between or by each cloud. Well, for us, that silver lining in the cloud that we're thankful for is profoundly COVID. And it sounds kind of strange, but my wife Twyla and I have been members of a church in Wadena for 36 years. When COVID hit, they shut down and they stayed shut down, and we were getting frustrated for not being able to go anywhere on Sunday mornings. Twyla's sister Tammy said, well, our church is open, come join us. And we are so thankful that we accepted that invitation. And when we look back and see how our faith has grown, we thank God every day for Motley Free Methodist. So.
Amen. Thank you.
I'd like to thank God for my wife and my family.
Amen.
I feel like I have to say I'm thankful for my husband because he just said he's thankful for me, but I am, and for my family as well.
Amen. Anybody else in this section? Raise your hand. Christian will bring you the... We'll come to the middle section now, unless anybody else over there. Okay, middle section. Raise your hand. He'll bring you the mic.
Hi. I'm so thankful for this church family. I miss you guys, but I am thankful, grateful, and blessed that the Lord has brought me joy into my life again and brought me this Christian man to stand beside me. And I am so thankful for this past year getting to know him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I am just so thankful that I serve a God who can bring joy out of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the verses that he brought to me when, right after Ron died, actually, was in Psalm 73, 23 and 24. It says, "You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory."
Mm.
Ron beat me there, but God has promised I will be there too.
Amen. Thank you, Janet.
I'm going to try not to ramble, but 2 years ago today, God saw fit to bring me to Motley after he took Jerry home. And I'm just thankful for the church people and the town of Motley opening their arms out and helping me every step of the way, even though sometimes it's been a lot of laughter. But we need the laughter to make life enjoyable, too. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for opening your hearts and your lives to me.
Amen.
And to God for showing me the way here.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ira.
I want to thank the Lord especially for the Bible study in Revelation. God has just opened our eyes to what his plan is. But then now we're almost to where God's telling us about those wonderful 1,000 years that we're going to be with him. And how can we not be joyous, even sad at the same time, because of those in our family and friends that either refuse or ignoring or even just defying the name of Jesus? But a long time ago, God gave me a verse and it said, "And I, being in the way, God led me." I had a very interesting appointment about a month ago with a professional. And this man didn't know anything about the Lord. And when Carlisle was alive, we both talked to him about the Lord. He listened, but he didn't give any indication. God began to stir my heart and say, and ask him, "Can I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes." And to this day, every time I go in, I pray for him. Well, now he has several other franchises in different areas. And when I went in, he was not to be there. But when I came out of the room, here he was in the room at his desk. And I said, "Oh, I didn't think you would be here." He said, "I saw your name on the list." And he said, "I had to stay and see you." And I knew immediately that he wanted me to pray for him. And I said, "Can I pray for you?" I said, "You know how much God loves you." And he gets this look on his face, not me. You know, I'm not the lovable kind. But God just said, "Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep being in the way and I'll keep leading you."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot to praise God for.
Amen, amen.
I know a lot of you haven't seen me for a while, but you know how it is. DNR work. I finally got laid off, so I'll be here for 6 months, and then I'll probably be back at the grind again. But I'm thankful the job I have, because at my age, there's not too many jobs I can do. And this is what I can do. I can talk, and that's basically what it is. I yak all day. That's not too hard to do. My jaws get sore, well. But I'm really thankful for that job, because with that extra money, we've been able to do a lot. We take care of, my wife takes care of my mother-in-law, her mother, and we've done that for 5 years, and it's a challenge, but we're doing it. And another thing I'm thankful for, it happens all the time, I do a lot of mechanic work on my own stuff. I like tractors and big trucks and whatever, but every time I'm kind of stuck on something, it's just like out of nowhere, I get idea how to fix it. And this just happens a lot, and I always wonder, I always say, thanks God, I needed that. And we had some challenges yesterday. We went and picked up a love seat, and my wife was driving. We were up some hilly country. You couldn't even walk up the hills, and it was so steep, and it was solid ice. Nobody ever plowed it. And we thought we were ice road truckers. We about got to the top, and the vehicle starts sliding backwards down the hill with a trailer on. And all of a sudden, there was a guy behind us. He said, well, I just live right up the hill. My wife can't get up here half the time. He went home and got some cat litter, put it under our tires, and we drove out. And my trailer was jackknifed by then, but didn't hurt anything. But God always seems, I'm just thankful for that. It just amazes me how we get saved all the time. And I deal with some pretty rough guys sometimes, and he just helps me calm them down, and it goes good. I just never get into a conflict with anybody. And I get to talk to a few people about Jesus, but not a lot. You know how that is, against the rules. So I got to keep my job, so I got to be a little careful with that. But I do talk once in a while, and I've had some success. So I'm having a good life. I had cancer. I thank him for curing me of that. I got a bunch of new hoses in my heart, so I'm back to full strength again, and I thank him every day for that. So,
amen. Amen.
Hi, I'm Galen. This thing working? Yep. I'm thankful for my church, my pastor, you know, because I got God in my life, and God saved my life. My pastor actually saved my life, too, because he sent me downstairs when I needed to go to AA meeting. And that saved my life. And then after that, I've been running AA meetings down there for almost 8 years now. So the Lord's in my life.
Amen.
He's saving my life.
Amen.
I'm really thankful for answered prayer. I'll just share, I know for a lot of you, you came through the prayer chain a week or so ago. Gary's mom was very sick. She was 91, needed surgery. Those two things don't go well together. We had some scary moments, but she's home. And she did well. She went through the care center, and I know it's answered prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful, first of all, for my health right now. I've been battling a respiratory disorder since the third day of school. I wonder where I caught that. But looks like it's finally healing up. I want to thank all the kids on my school bus that make it such a joy to get up every morning. I never thought I could do it. I'd like, okay, out you go. But I look forward to seeing their smiling faces every day. I thank the Lord for my wife who puts up with me, and for my church family. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else in the center section?
I don't even know where to start. I have so much to be thankful for. Thankful for every day we have. First of all, when I was just before my sixth birthday, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. I went home from the church and told my mom, I accepted Jesus as my Savior tonight. My stepdad said, what did she say? My mom told him. He said, oh, well, she don't know what it means and it won't last. That was before I was 6 and I'm 89. It lasts. It lasts. I'm thankful, too, for God's love, and I'm thankful for the love of my husband. We have shared our marriage for 70 years. We have a good family and so on. There's other things that sometimes we think should not have happened. I'm beginning to realize that there's a reason why things happen the way they do. Never did I want to break my arm several weeks ago, especially when we were getting ready for our 70th anniversary party. But I learned a lot from that. First of all, I'm glad that it was my left arm instead of my right. I'm also thankful for the people that I met over that. The doctors, then I was at Lakewood for several weeks, the loving care that those people gave. Just so much to be thankful for. And then for all of you that came to our anniversary party yesterday, and for the many, many good times. And I'm so thankful, too, that I could come back to church today. Thankful Amen. For God's blessings of every day.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the blessings that the Lord gives you when you know Him and the peace of mind. And I'm also thankful for Christian friends, those that I've met and those that I haven't yet. But I just really appreciate the people around, and I enjoy people. And praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. While Christian is shifting over to the last section, I know all of your stories to some degree. Not everybody knows your story, but some of these people that you have just heard from have lost their spouses lately. Some people here have gone through separations and divorce and difficulties and cancers. And yet to hear you give thanks, it's a beautiful thing that we can give thanks to God, as I read those two verses, for His grace and His mercy and His love in spite of death, difficulties, divorce, cancers. We can still thank God. He is good. Amen? Amen. Last section. You raise your hand. Christian will bring you the...
Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things, and number one is Dale, but, well, number one is Jesus, because if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be where we're at today. But God gave us a really strange ministry, I believe, but we'll keep going with it. One of the things that I'm really thankful for is our son, Jared. We got custody of his kids 6 years ago, and Sam was 2 months old, and Faith was one, and Randy was three. And we didn't know if Sam would make it or not, but he did. And he's on fire for Jesus, too. As a six-year-old, he'll be 7 in February, but June this year, Jared got custody of his kids back, and that was a blessing, because he should be raising his kids. And that's what we thought when we got him, too, you know. But so that is a big thank you, Jesus. And with death, my dad died December 1st last year. And it was sad, but I'm also thankful for it, because it got rid of all of his pain. And through it all, my brothers and my children all got to see that my dad did accept Christ as the Savior. He might not have lived it like some of us do, But they found out that he was saved, and a lot of my children are back in church. So I'm thankful for that, too.
Amen. Anybody else in this section?
I'm thankful. 31 years ago, I too lost a spouse. And through that, God used that to bring me to Him. And through that, I was born again through that time. And I'm thankful for that God pursues us, and God uses the bad, the what seems to be bad in life to turn it for good. I'm also thankful for this woman next to me. Next Sunday will be our 29th anniversary, and
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for her and the years that she put up with me.
Ask him a few days again. I have a few things, because God is so good. There was a time, from a time of like 2008 to 2011, we went through a major sifting in our marriage, my relationship with God, his relationship with God. We almost lost our marriage. But God is so good, and our kids have the same parents for 29 years. And we held on to the Lord when we didn't have anything else left. Your mom is a gem. I was thankful I got to meet her and got to visit with her, and what a joy she is in the Lord, even that, and your sister. Betty, what a... She just radiated the nursing home. She'd have her Bible open. She was always joyful. She's funny. They tried to teach her how to walk with a cane. She wasn't having it. She just cruised on down the aisle. She didn't care. She's going to live life, and she's going to do it because she knew she had the joy of the Lord, and God's got her. And she had a huge testimony while she was in that care center. And Benny, you bared much fruit there. I saw it. I praise the Lord for my job. I didn't want this job. I didn't even know anything about it. But that the God Almighty would entrust me to share people's lives, the end of their lives. This is the end for the, most of them that come into the care center. Not everybody's as blessed to get out of the care center and go home as LaVon was and Betty was. And to make sure that they hear the gospel message. And then, not only that, I get asked to teach Bible study. It's kind of like, I was thinking about this. This is like church, because we sing hymns and we break down the scripture. But that the Lord would entrust me to teach these people, these residents, the word of the Lord. And they remember. And it's so funny. And it's a blessing. And not in any other way to say, like one lady asked me, she goes, are you working Tuesday? I said, no, I took Tuesday off. How come? It's Bible study day, you know. I said, well, because I have family coming in from out of town. And, you know, and then they say, you do such a good job and whatever. But I just give the glory to that. And, yes, I thank God for 29 years with Mike. I thank God for dear friends like Barb and Pastor Jim, you know, that truly love you and you can feel it. And I thank God for how he's growing Mike lately and that he's standing up and starting to edge into leadership roles that he should have been in years ago. I could see it in him, but the Lord had to show him and grow him into that, because he likes to be in the background and not be seen, but he has the gift of leadership. I've seen it in our marriage all the time, and now God's raising him to new steps. I also thank every one of you that bring for fellowship time. What God intended for, or what Satan intended for bad with COVID, God is using for good, because community and fellowship is coming back. I'm not sure I want to count the people, because I don't know that God's asking me to, but we are setting up extra tables. So it's between 60 and 80 people that come through at fellowship time. I may ask you to bring 3 or 4 dozen more of something, but sometimes people take 4 or 5 things, which is fine. But when you do the math of 12 in a dozen, that's a lot. But we're gaining and gaining people. And I praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for those who are willing to bring. And if you'd like to help me out, because I go around and I ask, and maybe some of you don't know, but there's a need. And so now we're going from 4 to 5 people up to 6 people a Sunday to bring goodies. or whatever you want to bring. It doesn't have to be sweets. It can be cheese and crackers. They don't care. People don't care. They just like to eat and fellowship. So anyway, that has been a huge thing down here. If you haven't been down there, you should come down there, because there's a lot of loving people down there that would like to get to know you and visit with you. But above all, I praise Jesus, because he is the everything in our lives, and he is so good, and so is the Lord. And I praise God for all our church. We are coming together again as a body, and Satan can't keep us down. So let's pray for our pastor to continue to preach the truth and preach in boldness. And when we don't like to always hear what he has to say, let's think about that. Let's think about, is it you? Is it me? Does it hurt? Is it convicting? Let's not go nag him about it, but take it to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit talk to him. Let's be encouraging to him. Let's be uplifting to him. Let's pray for him. And let's pray for each other and stop tearing each other down. I could go on, but I'm going to hand it to somebody else. So.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I trust that as you have shared, it's ministered to somebody else. I really do. I really believe that in your sharing that you have ministered to others with what you have said. Anybody else before up here, Christian?
Foremost, I am thankful for my Savior, Jesus Christ, but I am also thankful Amen. For this woman that God put into my life, because there was a period of my life where I was not serving God. I hated God and didn't want God. But we had a child together, and through that, we got married, and one day, I had enough of where I was living, and I told this beautiful woman, you pick the church and I'll go. It changed my life. At that point in my life, she was all I had left. Nobody wanted anything to do with me ever again after, you know, at that point in my life, I had burnt all my bridges. She was my last hope. But I seen something in her, and that was because she come from that same world, and she was clinging and holding on to God. And I wanted what she had. And she showed me Jesus Christ and brought me to a church. Today we're going to bring meals to people that are very hurting. And that through the ministry that a lot of you know, we're with CMA, Christian Motorcycle Association. And we do a lot of strange ministries, and Linda here is also part of that. And I thank God for that, because it has brought us out, and we were talking about this last night, how God has used me and her and others in so many strange ways. A lot of times we don't do things with the church, but we're out there. And I thank God that he has brought us into that, to where we try to bring his ministry, his word, his truth to those that are out there that won't come into the church. It's a different ministry. It's a hard one. And many times you don't see much come out of it. But at times we get to see joy, and people do come out of that. Yesterday, we have a friend of ours that we did search and rescue for many years, where we trained dogs and we went around the state of Minnesota looking for lost people. And we did this out of our own. And an individual of our, a friend of ours, through this has a disease that's incurable. But because of COVID, he hasn't been back to church. And there's a few others like him. Well, what was it, 3 months ago, they asked me to come down, and they said, would you come down here once a month and do communion for us? I says, yeah. And we went down there yesterday, and we did that. And did a communion service with them, a Bible study. And the one gentleman there just broke down crying because he said, he goes, this is the first time I've taken communion in over 10 years. Because the last time he did it was with one of his sisters who passed away. And I thank God that I don't know where this ministry is going to take me at times, but to see how God works in other people's lives from time to time and to be part of that, I am so thankful for him, because I realize where I come from, the background I had of growing up, I just am amazed and thankful that God uses a person at one time was a wretch like I was. I just thank God that he uses me. I thank God that he gave me a wife to be alongside me. And I thank God for the 5 children that we have. And for the others that we've taken in and all the grandchildren that we have. And to watch my children through different things coming back to God, coming back to church. I am so thankful for that. But a lot of that is because of this church. It's because of this church. I was one of the members from when we first started. Mm-hmm. There was not many of us. Barely a handful. And to what God has done with this body today is just amazing. To us, it's amazing. But to God, it's like, hey, it's only the beginning. You got more to do. You know. But I'm thankful to be part of that. I am truly thankful for this church. And for God and my wife and children.
You know, the gentleman that we went to yesterday, they are no longer going to a church because their pastor has bowed down to the world and allowed LGBTQ to take over their church, basically. And I'm thankful that we have our church here because this is our base. And every one of you here means something to us. And we appreciate all the prayers that go out. And we appreciate our pastor, our praise and worship band. We just love everything about our church because God is here. Jesus is here.
Amen.
And our pastor preaches what God lays upon his heart. And those that get upset about it, I say, suck it up, buttercup, because I appreciate our pastor, and I would stand behind him as long as he's standing for our Father in heaven, and he does it all the time. So thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, we have been visiting this church for some time now, and I just wanted to share a couple things. One is when our oldest son, Andrew, was about 4 years old, he was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome, and it kind of rocked our world. Our church family held us together, and through everything, God has been with us. We've grown. Somebody back here commented about having new pipes in their... Yes, well, Andrew just had his aorta replaced. We knew at some point it's a life-threatening disease that he'd have to have his aorta replaced. And so at 21, he just had it replaced in September. And everything is going wonderfully well with that. So we're just very, very grateful for God keeping us through that. And then I just wanted to say, we all have our church families. And we were involved, very, very involved in our prior church. And, you know, things happen, things change. And we've heard so much wonderful things about your church here. Pastor Jim graduated with my husband, and we love listening to your sermons. You speak
Praise
from the
Lord.
You speak from the heart. You speak from God's word, the Bible, and it's just very relatable. And we just really appreciate it. Everybody has always been very welcoming and friendly to us here. So we thank God for all of you and for Pastor Jim. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It doesn't take long when we're giving thanks to burn up some time. But it's good for us, isn't it? to give thanks. And I could give you a 5-minute sermon, but then you'd expect that next week too. So I'm not going to say any more other than thank you for giving thanks. Ladies, let's sing. And next service, we'll do this again for those that are here. And we are going to baptize a couple of people at the close of second service. And so that's really special. And back to what Dale said a minute, 21 years ago this month, God called us, Sherry and I, to the Motley Free Methodist Church, 21 years ago. And what he has done, needs to be recognized. And I was talking to Kevin and Melaine the other day about the things that God has done. And I think starting after January 1st, I'm going to have a series of just giving God glory for what he has done in 21 years, because there has been a lot of miracles. And he needs to be given glory and praise for that. And so I know some of you will go to class, and you'll have some snacks next. Some of you will go to class, some of you will go home. But if you want to stick around, you'd sure be welcome to do that, because the next service will do the same thing. Unless we get done earlier, then I'll give them the 5-minute sermon. But then we're going to baptize a couple people, and we're going to celebrate with them. Did you know that this year, between 4 different occasions, after today, after second service, we will have baptized 39 people this year? All glory to God. These beautiful flowers are left from yesterday's celebration, and I know we've already said that, but how many times do a couple get to 70 years? We praise God for you, Norman and Betty. We praise God for you. I hope that you know that you're invited to be part of our evening service. Pastor Chuck is going to bring us a word this evening, and so I hope you can put that on your schedule also. Let's pray as we close. Father, thank you for this good day, this day that we have just given thanks collectively, corporately, to you, our Heavenly Father. We've got so many things to be thankful for. We've listed a few things today. There is much, much more. We thank you, Father, for your great love for us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We thank you, Jesus, for going to that cross and being willing to take upon yourself our sin and the sin of the world and shed your blood to wash us clean. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit who's here with us this morning and guides us in life. Continue to guide us, Father, by your Spirit. We want to bring you glory. We want to live for you. There's so many things to be thankful for, and I would be negligent if I forgot to pray, Father, for those that are hurting this morning, because there are. There's a lot of reasons, but there are people that are hurting. And I just want to pray, Father, comfort them like only you can. Minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them, heal them. And if someone here today or in our communities or in our families has not realized the peace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, I pray that today would be the day of salvation and that that peace would wash through them, the Holy Spirit would fill them, and they would realize, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my salvation now, even though life is going bad. I'm thankful for my salvation. Go with each one today, Father, this day, this week, and help them to have a wonderful week of opportunities to give thanks. And so we praise you for this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.